राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदानन्दन जय ब्रज जन रंजन जय ब्रज जन रंजन जय यमुना तीरवन चारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदानन्दन जय ब्रज जन रंजन जय ब्रज जन रंजन जय जय यमुना तीरवन चारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय
జయం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరివ్రాజకాచార్య శ్రోత్ర శశ్రీమద్భయ చరణారవింద భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద కీ జయ. అనంతకోటి వైష్ణవృంద కీ జయ. నామాచార్య శ్రీల హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్ కీ జయ. ప్రేమశకహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసది గౌర భక్తివృంద కీ జయ. శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోపు గోపినాథ్ శ్యామకుండ రాధాకుండ గిరి గోవర్ధన్ కీ జయ. బ్రజభూమి శ్రీ బృందావన్ ధామ్ కీ జయ. నవద్వీప్ మాయాపూర్ ధామ్ కీ జయ. పురుషోత్తమ క్షేత్ర జగన్నాథ్పురి ధామ్ కీ జయ. గంగా మయ్యా కీ జయ. జమునా మయ్యా కీ జయ. భక్తిదేవి కీ జయ. శ్రీమతి తులసీ మహారాణి కీ జయ. సాంవేద గౌర భక్తివృంద కీ జయ. తాయ గౌర ప్రేమానందే హరి హరి బోల్. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ గురు అండ్ శ్రీ గౌరాంగ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ క్యాంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 10 టెక్స్ట్ 25. యదా హ్య ధర్మేణ తమో ధియో నృపా జీవంతి తత్రేష హి సత్వతః కిల ధత్తే భగం సత్యమృతం దయాం యశో భవాయ రూపాణి దధద్యుగే యుగే. యదా హ్య ధర్మేణ తమో ధియో నృపా జీవంతి తత్రేష హి సత్వతః కిల ధత్తే భగం సత్యమృతం దయాం యశో భవాయ రూపాణి దధద్యుగే యుగే. యదా హ్య ధర్మేణ తమో ధియో నృపా జీవంతి తత్రేష హి సత్వతః కిల ధత్తే భగం సత్యమృతం దయాం యశో భవాయ రూపాణి దద్యుగే యుగే. Yada, whenever, he assuredly, adharmena, against the principles of God's will, tamaha dhiyaha, persons in the lowest material modes, nripaha, kings and administrators, jivanti, live like animals, tatra, thereupon, eshaha, he only, sattvataha, transcendental, kila, certainly, dhatte, is manifested, bhagam, supreme power, satyam, truth, ritam, positiveness, dayam, mercy, yashaha, wonderful activities, bhavaya, for the maintenance, rupani, in various forms, dadhat, manifested, yuge, different periods, Yuge and Ages. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Whenever there are kings and administrators living like animals in the lowest modes of existence, the Lord in His transcendental form manifests His supreme power, the truth positive, shows special mercy to the faithful, performs wonderful activities, and manifests various transcendental forms as is necessary in different periods and ages. Purport. As mentioned above, the cosmic creation is a property of the Supreme Lord. This is the basic philosophy of Ishopanishad. Everything is a property of Supreme Being. No one should encroach upon others' property, upon the property of the Supreme Lord. One should accept only what is kindly awarded to him. Therefore, the earth or any other planet or universe is absolute property of the Lord. The living beings are certainly His parts and parcels or sons. And thus, every one of them has a right to live at the mercy of the Lord to execute His prescribed work. No one, therefore, can encroach upon the right of another individual man or animal without being so sanctioned by the Lord. The king or the administrator is the representative of the Lord to look after the management of the Lord's will. He must therefore be a recognized person like Maharaj Yudhishthir or Parikshit. Such kings have full responsibility and knowledge from authorities about the administration of the world. But at times, due to influence of the ignorance mode of material nature, Tamoguna, the lowest of the material modes, kings and administrators come into power without knowledge and responsibility. And thus, such foolish administrators live like animals for the sake of their own personal interest. The result is that the whole atmosphere becomes surcharged with anarchy and vicious elements, nepotism, bribery, cheating, aggression, and therefore famine, epidemic, war, and similar other disturbing features become prominent in human society. And the devotees of the Lord or the faithful are persecuted by all means. All these symptoms indicate the time of an incarnation of the Lord to re-establish the principles of religion and to vanquish the maladministrators. This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. The Lord then appears in His transcendental form without any tinge of material qualities. He descends just to keep the state of His creation in a normal condition. The normal condition is that the Lord has provided each and every planet with all the needs of the native living beings. They can happily live and execute their predestined occupations to attain salvation at the end, following the rules and regulations mentioned in the revealed scriptures. Material world is created to satisfy the whims of the Nitya Baddha, or everlasting conditioned souls. Just as naughty boys are provided with playing cradles. Otherwise, there is no need of the material world. But when they became intoxicated with the power of material science to exploit the resources unlawfully, without the sanction of the Lord, and that also only for sense gratification, there is necessity of the Lord's incarnation to chastise the rebellious and to protect the faithful. When He descends, He exhibits superhuman acts just to prove His supreme right. And materialists like Ravana, Hiranyakashipu and Kamsa are sufficiently punished. He acts in a manner which no one can imitate. For example, the Lord, when He appeared as Ram, bridged the Indian Ocean. When He appeared as Krishna, from His very childhood, He showed superhuman activities like killing Putana, Aghasur, Shakatasur, Kalia, etc. And then His maternal uncle Kamsa. When He was at Dwarka, He married 16,108 queens, and all of them were blessed with sufficient number of children. Some total of His personal family members amounted to about 1 lakh, popularly known as Yaduvamsha. And again, during His lifetime, He managed to vanquish them all. He is famous as Govardhan Dhari Hari, because He lifted at the age of only 7 the hill known as Govardhan. The Lord killed many undesirable kings in His time, and as a Kshatriya, He fought chivalrously. He is famous as Asamordhva, unparalleled. No one is equal to or greater than Him. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सो वेलकम एवरीवन टू आवर मॉर्निंग श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास। सो सीकिंग ब्लेसिंग्स फ्रॉम ईच एंड एवरी डिवोटी सो दैट आई कैन स्पीक समथिंग फॉर माय ओन प्यूरिफिकेशन। So this is a wonderful section going on where the vipralamba bhav of the devotees are being described here. So as Krishna is departing from Dwarka, from Hastinapur, all the residents of Hastinapur, they are expressing their feelings of separation from the Supreme Lord. And in this section, the ladies of Hastinapur, they are sharing, they are speaking their feelings. Anyonyama Sita Sanjalpa Uttama Shloka Chetasam Kauravendra Purastrinam Sarva Shruti Manohara. So this verse came few days back. So these ladies, they were talking among each other, and their talks were better than the Vedic descriptions. Sarva Shruti Manohara. And this section, all these ladies, they are speaking such wonderful philosophy. They are not just speaking their so-called sentiments. They are speaking high level of philosophy mixed with their emotions. So in this verse, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur writes that these ladies, they are talking about the reason of the appearance of the Lord. For those asking about the time, place and person of the avatars, they speak of the time. So when Lord appears, so that is what is described in this verse. Yada yada dharmasya glane bhavati bharata. That's what Prabhupada quotes in the purport also. So Prabhupada, he begins this purport very nicely and very elaborately. He has described the purpose of appearance of the Lord. And he begins by saying that this cosmic creation is a property of the Lord because everything is coming from the Lord only. Dravyam kalacha karmascha svabhavo jiva evacha Vasudevo paro brahman na cha anyo artho asti tattvataha. Whatever we see in this material creation, it is all created by the Supreme Lord only. It is all coming from the Supreme Lord. And therefore Prabhupada says nobody should encroach the property of the Lord. He describes the principle of Isha Vasya. So one time a person went to Prabhupada and said, Swamiji, I have read Bhagavatam and I have a question. Why Krishna is dancing with other men's wives? So Prabhupada said, question, that is not the question. Everything in the world is belonging to Krishna. So all the wives, including your wife, belongs to Krishna. So why are you dancing with Krishna's wives? So that's what Prabhupada was having this conviction, that everything belongs to Krishna. And Prabhupada nicely builds the purport describing that everything is belonging to the Supreme Lord, and He has given, you know, this creation to all the living beings so that they can enjoy their quota. That is called as Isha Vashtyam. That is the principle mentioned in Isha Upanishad. And all the kings and the monarchs, they are appointed by the Supreme Lord so that they make sure that everyone follows the law and order. But if the kings, as this verse says, when the kings and administrators, they are in the lowest modes, they themselves are not following the principles of scriptures, then Lord appears. So Prabhupada writes, He just descends to keep the state of His creation in a normal condition. What is that normal condition? Normal condition is that Lord has provided for each and every living entity's need. So the birth of the Lord is a very, very unique and interesting phenomena which even bewilders even great devotees. Even Uddhava is telling that Karmanyanihasya bhavo bhavasyate durga shrayothari bhayat palayanam. All his activities Uddhava is remembering. And he is telling, oh Lord is unborn. How can he take birth in a prison cell? As if he is a prisoner. So this is very, very bewildering. So we know the various reasons for the appearance of the Lord, as we'll discuss. So there are a few points we'll be discussing, that why Lord comes in this world. So He comes in the world to show how much love He has for all the living entities. Secondly, He comes in the world to attract all the living entities by His pastimes. Thirdly, He comes to show to what extent He can go to reclaim all the conditioned souls. And fourthly, He comes with His associates. He never comes alone. You'll never find a painting of Krishna standing alone. He comes with His associates, with His devotees, to show their ecstasy of love. To what extent devotees can go to love Krishna. And then He appears to give us hope. So all these things we'll be discussing. So Lord, He appears to show how much He loves us. And Lord expands as Mahavishnu. And from the pores of Mahavishnu, all these universes are coming out. So this creation is a testimony of love of the Supreme Lord, which He has for all the living entities. Prabhupada writes a very interesting line. The material world is created to satisfy the whims of Nitya Baddha. So it is the desire of the Jiva, it is the strongest and the toughest element to get destroyed. So therefore Lord, you know, He respects the Swatantrata Ratna which He has given to each and every living entity and allows them to enjoy. And therefore, this sarga and visarga, the creation by the Lord and the secondary creation by Brahmaji, this shows how much Lord loves all the living entities. You know, and He is ready to do anything. And this creation is not so easy. Those who have read second canto and third canto, they know, you know, how detailed and complex this creation is. So therefore, in the Bhagavatam, so many chapters and cantos describe how much Krishna loves the living entities and what is the compassion which He has for all the living entities. And therefore, He is doing everything to fulfill the desires of the Jiva. In return, what He expects? So when He is giving everything to fulfill the desire of the Jiva, of all of us, He expects that we also should give up all our desires to serve Him. Na naka prishtam na cha parameshtyam na sarvabhaumam na rasadipatyam na yoga siddhir apunarbhavam va samanjasattva virahaya kaanshe. So this is what Lord expects. That ye yatha mam prapadyante. Lord is saying, I am doing so much because I want to serve you. I want to fulfill your desires. So you also should reciprocate. Lord reciprocates according to the extent we serve Him. So He also wants that. Okay, I am serving you so much. So you also reciprocate for your welfare. It is for our welfare. Nanak Prishtam. We should not desire anything of this world, because the happiness is available in all the species of life. But that happiness is very, very little. Soham ninam shulla sukha. Very little pleasure is there. But mahat dukha. Dukha bahut hai. You know, there's lots of pain and very little pleasure. So therefore, Bhagavatam is telling again and again, please do not aspire for anything which is there in this material world. Tasyaiva heto prayateta kovido na labhyate yat bhramatam upareyadaha. Please do not endeavor for that which is available in the 14 planetary systems. Because any type of happiness you get in this world, it is temporary and will not give satisfaction. So therefore, when the sages of Naimisharanya, they are asking Suta Goswami, why Lord takes birth from the womb of Devaki? So Suta Goswami also tells, he appears to reclaim all the fallen conditioned souls. He appears and he performs so many pastimes so that we can get attracted. You know, in Bhagavad Gita, in this verse, Natad Bhasayate Suryo Na Shashanko Na Pavaka, 15th chapter verse, Prabhupada writes, one should be attracted by such descriptions. That's why Lord appears. That's why Lord performs all these pastimes, so that we can get attracted by such descriptions. So Kunti Maharan in the 8th chapter of this first canto analyzes the appearance of the Lord. So many reasons she is giving. Some people say that Lord appear to protect Devaki and Vasudev. Some people say Lord appears to protect the pious kings. Some people say Lord appears to relieve the burden of Mother Earth. But then she gives the actual reason. The real reason for the appearance of the Lord is Bhavesmin klishyamananam avidya kama karma bhi shravan smaranarahani karishyan nitikechana. Bhave asmin, in this world, klishyamananam, living entities are suffering. Why? Avidya, because of ignorance, born of the desire to enjoy in this world. Kama karma bhi. So therefore, to take the living entities out of this suffering, shravana smarana arhani, he has appeared in this world to rejuvenate the principles of hearing, chanting, remembering his pastimes. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes in the purport, in this commentary on this verse, that kings here, so Nripaha refers to kings like Kamsa. So when the kings appear, the Lord assumes his six powers, truth, that is Satyam, pleasant words, Ritam, mercy, good qualities, and highest Sattva. So Lord appears, you know, equipped with so many wonderful qualities so that we can get attracted to his pastimes. Otherwise, to attract the jiva of material world is not so easy, because he is already obsessed with the desire to enjoy this material world. Just like, you know, in this Kali Yuga, especially in today's time and age, to attract the attention of people is not easy. So ordinary picture doesn't attract. You know, if something is moving, then it attracts attention. So therefore, Lord, he appears with so many of the qualities, not just one, so that we can get attracted. And then he writes, Chakravarti Thakur writes, he accepts beautiful forms in Vraja, Mathura and Dwarka. So in the 11th canto, there is a beautiful verse which comes. Swamurtya loka lavanya nirmuktya lochanam nirnam girbhista smaratam chittam padaista ikshatam kriya. Swamurtya loka lavanya. The Supreme Lord is a reservoir of all beauty. Loka lavanya. And very interesting thing. Nirmuktya lochanam ninam. He appears in this world to steal away the eyes of each and every living entity. He appears in such beautiful form. And then, not only that, girbhita, by his words, he attracts the ears of each and every one of us. That is not complete. Padaista nikshatam kriya. And then, he appears and travels to so many places so that everywhere he can create the holy places and people can get attracted. So that is how Lord appears in all his splendor to attract.
Nityam nirikshyamana nam yadapi dvarakavakasam nat vitripyanti hidrisham shriyo dhamangamachyutam.
So he appears in such beautiful form that everyone gets attracted. Nobody is satisfied. Even Dwaraka Vasis, when this, you know, this chapter is Krishna departing from Hastinapur. Next chapter is Krishna entering Dwaraka. So all the Dwaraka Vasis, they are telling, oh our Lord, you are always away. You always keep traveling. You know, how we will survive? If you don't stay here, how we will get to see your beautiful face? All the Dwarakavasis are seeing Krishna every day, but still they are never satiated. Nityam nirikshyamananam. Every day they are seeing Krishna, but still na vitripyanti, they are not satisfied. So the next verse says, Achidya kirtim su shlokam vitatya anjasanukau tamo anaya tarishyanti agat swam padamishvara achidya kirti. So in this way, Krishna spreads his glories everywhere by his words, by his beauty, by his, you know, walking over the planet. He spreads his glories all over the world, which are most sublime. Tamo anaya tarishyanti, and simply by hearing and discussing these pastimes, one can cross over the ocean of material existence. Prabhupada, he quotes Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in the purport. He says, how Lord is acting to attract all the conditioned souls? He says, first, he gives the sincere soul an opportunity to hear about his pastimes. Then, the more one hears, the more one becomes detached from the material world. That is the natural outcome of, you know, practice of bhakti. Bhakti Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayati Ashu Vairagya. And then ultimately Lord brings him to his own personal abode. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives a very esoteric purport. He says, the Lord steals the eyes of everyone by his form, which made them give up all other beauty. And we can see in the, you know, pastimes of Krishna with gopis. Gopis, they are ever attracted to Krishna. They could not see anything. They could not hear anything. He stole the voice of everyone by his words. When Krishna would speak, everybody would be attracted. When he would play his flute, everybody would be attracted. Kaner bhitar vasa kare apane taha sadaspure. Anya shabda nadeya praveshite. Ana katha na shunekan an bolite bulai an ei krishner vamshi racharite. So Kaviraj Goswami describes what happens when Krishna plays his flute. The flute sound, kaner bhitar vasa kare, enters the ears of the gopis and resides there and manifests newer and newer, you know, forms there. Sound, you know, has a form, as Bhanu Maharaj was describing very nicely last Sunday. Sound has a form. Apane taha sada sure, Krishna manifests himself in the ears. Anya shabda na deya praveshite, and gopis can't hear anything else. They can't speak anything, they can't hear anything. An katha na shunekan, an bolite bolai an. That is the quality of Krishna's flute. Prabhupada writes a very hope-giving purport in this. He says, for a devotee, Hare Krishna mantra represents the flute sound of Krishna. The more we are focused, the more we are attentive in hearing the Hare Krishna mantra, the more Krishna will manifest. So Krishna, he steals the eyes of everyone. He steals the ears of everyone. So he says, actually, it is not mercy of the Lord. You know, he is doing vyaja stuti, indirect glorification. Krishna has made everyone blind, deaf, mute, mad and paralyzed. So that's how Krishna acts on devotees. So who can call him merciful? He is the greatest thief. So that's how, you know, when Krishna steals away the heart of a person, he cannot do anything else. So therefore, Lord keeps creating all these universes again and again to, and he manifests himself in his beautiful forms to attract our minds and our consciousness. So that is the beautiful personality of Krishna.
Saundaryam lalana lidhairya dalanam lila rama stambhini viryam kandukitadrivaryam amala pare parardham guna shilam sarvajananuranjana maho yasyayam asmat prabhu vishvam vishvajanin kirti ravatat krishno jagan mohana.
So Kaviraj Goswami quotes this beautiful verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He's saying, Saundaryam, by his beauty, Lalana Ali Dhairya Dalanam. He is subduing the patience of all the gopis of Vrindavan. And with his pastimes, he is attracting even Lakshmi Devi, Leela Rama Stambhini. With his prowess, he is bewildering everyone. He is lifting Govardhan Hill. Viryam Kandukitadri, just like a mushroom. You know, small children can lift mushroom. So that's how Krishna is exhibiting his power. And with his spotless qualities, he is attracting everyone. With his behavior, he is captivating the minds of all the moralists. That is the glory of Krishna. So therefore, Lord sends his representatives, he comes himself, to cure us of this rebellious mentality. And therefore, Lord makes all the arrangements so that we don't become proud of our endeavors and our achievements. That's what Prabhupada writes in the purport. Whenever a materialist becomes proud of his, you know, accomplishments, then Lord appears to destroy the pride. So one time Prabhupada was talking to a reporter, and Prabhupada was sitting on the Vyasasana, and this reporter, he asked, Swamiji, why are you sitting on that big seat? So actually this time he was not sitting on that Vyasasana, he was just sitting down. So he asked, Swamiji, why are you not sitting on that big seat? So and sarcastically he was asking, because generally, you know, he would see all the saintly people sitting on big Vyasasana. Prabhupada said, because you would be envious, you know, straightforward he said that. So that's how, you know, Prabhupada knows how to handle the situation properly. So someone may say that, okay, Lord appears in human society, but what about other species? Does Lord appear in all the species? So Bhakti Vidyapun Maharaj, he was asked this question, and he gives a beautiful answer. He says, yes, you know, Lord appears in each and every species of life. So he quotes Narasimha Puran, where there is a description of Krishna's incarnation as mosquito. That's a couple of minutes. So it is described. So when Lord manifests as a mosquito, all the demigods take the form of bees and they buzz around him in a circle and the pastime is over. So that's how Maharaj is saying that Lord appears in each and every. Actually, he says that Yamaraj, he has the, you know, all record of all the 84 lakh incarnations. You know, 84 lakh species are there. Because he has to do all that, you know, ghastly service of, you know, sending all the living entities to hell whoever are not following. So to keep himself Krishna conscious, he has to have all these incarnations. So that's how he keeps himself Krishna conscious. So Lord is attracting each and every living entity. Tvam bhakti yoga paribhavitarit saroja. Asse srutekshita patho nanunatha pumsam yad yad dhiyata urugaya vibhavayanti tat tadvapu pranayase sadanugrahaya. So Lord appears in all the forms. Whatever form a devotee wants to worship Lord in, Lord appears in that form. So that is the beauty of Lord's, you know, manifestations, Lord's incarnations. And when Lord appeared in Vrindavan, so in 10th canto, there is a beautiful chapter of Venu Gita. What all happens when Krishna plays his flute in Vrindavan? So all the gopis, first of all, they are envious of the flute. But this flute is a dead matter, and in male body, still he is drinking the nectar of Krishna's lips, which is meant for us. You know. And then they say, oh, what? Why to speak about this flute? Let's discuss about the glories of Vrindavan. Vrindavanam sakhi bhuvo vitanoti kirtim yad devaki sutapadam bujalapta lakshmihi
ಗೋವಿಂದ ವೇಣು ಮನುಮತ್ತ ಮಯೂರ ನೃತ್ಯಂ ಪ್ರೇಕ್ಷ್ಯಾದ್ರಿ ಸಾನ್ವವರ ತಾನ್ಯ ಸಮಸ್ತ ಸತ್ವಂ. ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ಕ್ರೀಸ್ ದ ಗ್ಲೋರಿ ಆಫ್ ಮದರ್ ಅರ್ತ್. ವೈ? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಡಸಂಟ್ ವಿಯರ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪರ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಇಸ್ ಮಾರ್ಕ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಫುಟ್ ಪ್ರಿಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಆಲ್ ಓವರ್. And whenever Krishna plays his flute, peacocks, they start dancing madly. And all the creatures, they become stunned. So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explains that, you know, when Krishna plays his flute, peacocks, they come and assemble and they request Krishna, "Oh Govinda, please make us dance." So Krishna plays his flute very nicely and all the peacocks, they start dancing. And then as a, you know, bakshish, they give peacock feather to Krishna, which Krishna puts in his turban. That's how Krishna reciprocates. And all the deers and the doves, they are completely stunned. Nija sama sakha sange gogana charana range Vrindavane swachanda vihar Yar venu dhvani suni sthavar jangama prani Pulaka kampa ashru vahedhar. When Krishna goes in the forest and plays with his cowherd friends, Nija sama sakha sange, and when he is playing his flute, Yar venu dhvani shuni sthavara, animate and inanimate objects, they become stunned. Pulaka kampa ashru vahedhar. So this chapter describes what happens to all the animals and the, you know, dead matter of Vrindavan. Actually in Vrindavan nothing is dead, it is all conscious. So the cows with their upraised ears, they hear Krishna's flute sound with making ears as vessels. That's what actually, you know, we should hear. That's how we should hear Krishna Katha. Shrotan jalirupasprishya dhunute karma vasana. We should make our ears as the vessel and drink the nectar of Harikatha. Shrot anjali, you know, just like we drink water with our hands, cup of hands. So all the cows with their ears raised, they are hearing the flute sound, and the calves are drinking the milk. They have still milk in their mouth, but they can't swallow it. They are stunned in ecstasy. And then the birds, which are there on the branches, they close their eyes and they are hearing. So gopis say, "Oh, these birds, they are like sages. They are hearing the pastimes of the Lord and they are trying to see Krishna in their heart." And the rivers, generally the rivers, they are chaste. They flow towards the husband ocean. But when Krishna plays his flute, they lose their chastity. They start moving in whirls, trying to touch the feet of Krishna. So that is how, that is the beauty and power of Krishna's flute. So gopis, they tell, "Oh, what woman in this world will not lose her chastity hearing your flute sound, O Krishna? Kastriyanga te kalpada yata venu gita sammohitarya charitam na chale trilokyam trailokya saubhagamidam chanirikshya rupam yad godvija drumamrigah pulakanya bibhran." Who is that lady in this world who will not move from her path of chastity by hearing your flute, Krishna? When all the animals of Vrindavan, they hear, they become stunned. So what to speak of us? So Lord appears to perform so many pastimes. And to what extent Lord can go? Bhagavatam describes taktyaktva sudustyaja. This verse is a very, very famous verse. He is practically running behind all the conditioned souls. And in his incarnation as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, his bhakta avatar, you know, he has shown to what extent he can go to reclaim all the fallen conditioned souls. Sai pancha tattva mili prithvi asiya purve prema bhandarera mudra ughadiya. So pancha tattva, they came to distribute this love of God to everyone. And Mahaprabhu is seeing that I am trying to distribute this love to everyone. Chaitanya avatare vahe prema amrit vanya. The river of love is flowing and he wants to drown everyone in this love. But he is saying few people are running away. Mayavadi karmanishtha kutarkika gan nindaka pashandiyata paduya adham. Mayavadis, fruity workers, the people who would blaspheme Mahaprabhu, all the false logicians and the bad students, they were becoming very experts. Ehi sab maha daksha. They were expertly running away from the mercy. Mahaprabhu is thinking, Are jagat dubaile ami karimu yatan. I am trying to drown entire world and these people are running away. So therefore, Mahaprabhu, he devised a trick. And he took sannyas. But still, you know, he saw that, okay, by taking sannyas, karmanishthas, kutarkika, nindaka, pashandi and paduya, they all were delivered. But one class was still remaining. That was Mayavadis. Mayavadis still didn't take him as Supreme Lord. And therefore, he was thinking how to deliver them also. And for that, he had to travel all the way to Vrindavan. On the way, he reached Varanasi. There he heard his blasphemy and criticism. And all the Mayavadi sannyasis, they were criticizing. Sannyasi hoya goye kore gayana nachan, na kare Vedanta paath kore sankirtan. Oh, he is sannyasi, he is not studying Vedanta. Sannyasi should study Vedanta. And he is like, you know, mad, foolish sannyasi, he is chanting and dancing. So for Mayavadis, they take the difficult path, you know, they think they are advancing. But for devotees, it is very, very easy. Just by chanting and dancing, they can advance. So one time, Vrindavaneshwari Mataji, she was telling that, Prabhupada once told that there are three ways to transcend this body. By chanting, by dancing and by playing musical instrument, you know. So these are the three ways one can really transcend the body. So such simple way, and we know the story of Chandrakanti, which comes in Bhakti, Anodi, Nectar of Devotion. She danced whole night and she attained bhava for the Supreme Lord. So all these Mayavadis, they were criticizing. Murkha sannyasi nij dharma nahi jane. He's a foolish sannyasi. He does not know his dharma. Bhavuk haiya phere bhavuke rasane. He has become a sentimentalist and dancing with other sentimental people. So generally, you know, if we know that this person doesn't like me, he is criticizing me and insulting me, we'll not go there. We'll avoid that person. But Mahaprabhu is so magnanimous. Just like there is a Subhashit which says, if you instruct a fool, he will become more angry. Upadeshu hi murkhanam prakopaya na shantaye. Mahaprabhu knew that all these sannyasis, they are already angry on me, they are insulting me, but still, he has so much compassion that he goes there again. After he returns from Vrindavan, he again comes to Varanasi. And there Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar Acharya, they tell Mahaprabhu, we cannot hear your blasphemy more. You know, Kateka Shuniba Prabhu Tomara Nindan. Now how much will hear your blasphemy? No? Napare Sahiteva Chhadiba Jivan. We are ready to give up our lives, we cannot hear. So that was the blasphemy they were hearing. So it was not just one or two sentences, it was every day's case. But Mahaprabhu is so merciful that he is trying to deliver them also. And that's how all the devotees of the Lord are also. They are doing so hard endeavor to deliver all the conditioned souls. You know, one time Bhakti Vikas Maharaj, he was sharing that Prabhupada said, a mother feels the pain of her child more than the child personally does. Child is suffering physical pain, but the mother is suffering the mental pain, seeing the child suffering. So that's the pain Lord experiences for all the living entities. When he sees that everybody is suffering in this world, he also suffers. Sakarna dusha shana saubalanam kumantra pakena hata shriyayushaha suyodhanam sanucharam shayanam bhagnor urvyam nanananda pashyan. So when Krishna, he saw Duryodhan lying on the battlefield with his thighs broken, he was not happy. Although he orchestrated everything, but he was not happy. Prabhupada writes in the purport that Lord feels for each and every living entity. So that's how devotees of the Lord are also. Rajendra Nandan Prabhu, he was sharing that one time Prabhupada did a DT installation in Hyderabad and he called some of the South Indian Brahmanas. And Prabhupada instructed the devotees, these are real Brahmanas.
please take care of them nicely and give them all the facilities. So they were very happy with the arrangement. And then Prabhupada, he came to Juhu. And there the devotees were planning to make murti of Prabhupada. Prabhupada was still living in the on the planet. So when one of these Brahmanas, Sampat Kumar Bhattacharya, he came to know that, oh, devotees are planning to make DT of Prabhupada. So on his own, he traveled from Hyderabad to Mumbai. And he met Prabhupada. And he said, Prabhupada, Swamiji, we have heard that, you know, your disciples are planning to make your DT. It is not proper according to scriptures. And he gave reasons that, you know, what will happen? When people will come and take darshan, they will offer their prayers, they will touch your feet, and they will bow down in front of you, and you will have to suffer the karma of all of them. So Prabhupada, he heard all that very patiently, and then he says, don't you understand? That's why I have come for. So that was the compassion of Prabhupada. You know. So when he heard this, he was shocked. And then he didn't say anything. He just circumambulated Prabhupada three times. He offered his obeisances and left. So that is how Lord is so merciful and devotees are so merciful. They can go to any extent. And he comes with his associates to show what is the happiness which you will experience when you come to me. He's, you know, showing a example, an ideal. Just like Urmila Mataji, she was sharing that one time her father came to meet Prabhupada. And she could not go on the morning walk with Prabhupada. And her father went in 1975, Philadelphia. So after he came back, Mataji asked her father, so what did Prabhupada say? So he said, and this, her father, he was really happy, beaming with, you know, happiness. So he said, I don't know, I don't remember what he said, but it was the most wonderful experience of my life, you know. So that is how devotees, they just by being near them, you know, people, they feel such ecstasy and happiness that one likes to experience what the devotees are experiencing. And in the 14th chapter, it will come that when Krishna disappears from this world and Arjuna, he comes back. Yudhishthir is asking series of questions. Yudhishthir Maharaj, almost 44 questions he asks. And these are all, this may look all redundant questions. Because Vidura had told him, Narad Muni had told him, he had his intelligence to figure out that Krishna must have departed. But still he is asking so many questions to Arjuna. Why? Because his head could understand, his heart could not accept it. And in this chapter only, 10th chapter, the verse came that, if a person gets association of devotees, he cannot give up the association. Satsangan mukta dusango hatum notsahate buddha kirtyamanam yashoyasya sakrit akarnya rochanam sakrit. Even once, if somebody hears about the devotees, he cannot give them up. Tasminyastadhiya partha saheran viraham katham darshan sparsha sanlapa Shayana, Sana, Bhojane. What to speak of the Pandavas? They were eating, moving around with Krishna, doing everything with Krishna. How can they bear the separation from Krishna? So that is what Krishna is portraying in this world. If you develop a, you know, attraction for me, then you will not be able to develop attraction for this world and you will come to me for sure. So that is how Supreme Lord, he is coming with his devotees to show this is what is in store for all of us. You know? So in third chapter also, the third canto also the same thing comes. When Vidura goes to Uddhava and he asks. So it is very interesting, you know, Vidura just went to Prabhasa Kshetra. He came to know that Krishna has departed, all the Pandav, all the Kauravas have departed. When he comes to Uddhava, he asks about Krishna. He asks about the welfare of Krishna, Yadu dynasty, all that. Same thing is, you know, explained here also. Vidura could, his head could understand, his heart could not accept it. So therefore he is clarifying again. And as soon as Uddhava hears just a word, Krishna, he goes into ecstasy for 48 minutes. Muhurtam. For 48 minutes, he is in ecstasy. You know, so that is the beauty of, you know, attraction towards Krishna. And that's why Krishna appears in this world to, you know, tell us, okay, if you hear my pastimes, then nothing of this world will attract. That's what Brahmaji is telling to Narad Muni. He says, oh Narad Muni, you know, my words, they never go wrong. My senses, they never get attracted towards sense objects. My mind never goes towards, you know, wrong things, because Yanme Rida Utkanth Avata Dhrito Hari. I have caught hold of the lotus feet of the Lord with great zeal. So that is what Lord is showing to through his devotees, that if you catch hold of my feet, then nothing of this world will disturb you and you'll experience such happiness. You know, one time Prabhupada, he was chanting Jai Radha Madhava, and he went into ecstasy with his eyes closed. Tears started coming off his eyes, and all the devotees, they were new. They didn't know what to do. So after a few seconds, you know, few minutes actually, one devotee started chanting Hare Krishna loudly. Prabhupada opened his eyes and he asked, Prabhupada, if this happens to you again, what should we do? Prabhupada, you know, in a very reluctant and as if he is apologizing, says, sorry, it doesn't happen always, you know. So that's how devotees are so great that they don't want to, you know, portray themselves as a great devotee. So that is what is in store for all of us. So if we have to become absorbed in Krishna, we have to hear about the pastimes of Krishna, so that Krishna can shower his mercy and grace upon us. So with this, I'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.